The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
It's Tuesday, April 6th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Are movie theaters ready for their comeback? Over the holiday weekend, Godzilla vs. Kong hit it big at the box office, posting the best numbers since the pandemic began, and sent a signal to the entertainment industry that pent-up demand is there. Eric Schwartzel, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for what to look out for as we get closer to the summer movie season full of pandemic-delayed releases. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Hey, thanks for having me.
The entertainment industry was hit pretty hard throughout the pandemic, especially with regards to movie theaters, theater going. You know, obviously a lot of industries were hurt hard, but this is the one we're going to focus on for now. And, you know, one of the things that we saw this past week, looking at the box office, Godzilla versus Kong had a pretty great weekend, the best actually since the whole pandemic began. And, you know, these numbers are probably still low in comparison to huge blockbusters in a normal time. But it was a good signal for the industry that there's a lot of pent-up demand for people to get back to the movie theaters, to kind of get that industry going again. And we're seeing a lot of states loosen restrictions now, allow theater going. There's still some capacity limits on those, but it's all a good sign for the entertainment industry. So, Eric, tell us a little bit about what we saw over the weekend.
Yeah, I think the big thing to focus on is the fact that Godzilla vs. Kong, which really is the first big budget offering since the majority of theaters have reopened in the U.S., posted an opening that was far healthier than many expected. It was in the upper 40s, about 48.5 million in the U.S. and Canada over 5 days. And as you said, it was very easily the best performer of the pandemic so far. Not that it takes much to get there, but did very, very well. And I think for a lot of executives watching these numbers, told them that there was an appetite among consumers to get back into theaters. And this is a question that they've had for about 13 months now, which is whether or not people who have been accustomed to streaming movies at home and watching things from their couch would want to go back to the theater. And I don't know how long this is going to last, but it seems like it's a healthy start.
And that's the other wrinkle to this, is that Warner Brothers decided to release this movie on HBO Max also for free. I mean, basically for free if you already subscribe to HBO Max. I was one of those people. I watched it at home and, you know, I enjoyed myself watching it at home, but I do miss going to the movie theater. So that's kind of the other thing, is Warner Media said that they're going to be releasing all their big movies on the HBO Max platform also. So despite that, they had a pretty good showing.
This is a big question as well. As you said, Warner Media's entire slate of 2021 films are debuting simultaneously on HBO Max and in theaters. And I think that the important thing to keep in mind here is that this was Godzilla versus Kong. This was not a chamber drama. This was not a, even a small scale comedy. This was the kind of movie that is traditionally seen on the big screen and interpreted as a big screen experience. And we saw that with auditoriums like IMAX and the premium large format auditoriums that often cost a little bit more money really overperforming this weekend, because it seems like people said, if I'm going to go to the theater, I want to see it on the biggest screen possible. Right. The looming question, however, is whether or not the availability and that kind of simultaneous release structure is going to change consumer expectations about when a movie is available to watch.
Now, let's talk a little bit of a comparison from the other previous record holders during the pandemic. Wonder Woman 1984, which came out in December, that was the best one before that. And then a couple of other movies that barely broke 10 million. So that's kind of just what the difficulty was there.
I mean, we were looking at a couple months there where it was pretty hard to find a theater that was open. And if they were, that weren't at incredibly reduced capacity. And now it seems like there's been a bit of a breakthrough. About 55% of North American theaters are open right now. Might seem like a low number, but because of the markets where those theaters are operating, it represents about 92% of the available box office. Now, in cities like Los Angeles, where I am, theaters are still operating at 25% capacity. However, one thing to keep in mind is that there are far fewer films in the market right now. So a movie like Godzilla vs. Kong, even if it is operating at 25% capacity in each auditorium, can book maybe 6, 8, 10 auditoriums in a single multiplex.
Right. Yeah, they had a lot of stuff going for them. Obviously, the holiday weekend, a lot of people are on spring break. And then just as you mentioned, not much competition right now. And you made a note too in the article talking about kind of during the pandemic, a lot of the top performing theaters and areas were places like drive-in theaters, smaller markets. But for Godzilla versus Kong, LA, El Paso, big multiplexes, these were the biggest drivers of sales this past weekend.
It's looking like the market that the pre-pandemic returns would have seen. Texas really overperformed, I noticed. I don't know what necessarily was driving that, but I mean, if you would look every Sunday morning when the box office returns come out, you would look and see what were the top performing circuits or what were the top performing markets, and it was one drive-in theater after another. Now it seems like the places that you would expect to be posting the highest returns really are. You know, the larger question, I think, is also what happens going forward, because it's now about another 2 months or so before we have another big movie coming out. And you can imagine that more people will be vaccinated by then. Capacity restrictions will probably be further lifted. And you could probably see more and more returns like this coming.
Yeah, I'm kind of in that boat too, where I feel pretty close to being comfortable to getting back to the movie theaters and all that. But, you know, in talking about what's out there, there's really not much. So you did mention in your article too, the summer movie season, probably about late May is when it's going to get kicked off. What are we expecting there? What kind of movies are we going to see? Because a lot of those that are coming out were all things that were delayed due to the pandemic.
Absolutely. I mean, almost everything coming out this summer was supposed to have been out last summer or even last spring. And it's presenting a couple issues, actually, for Hollywood, because these are movies that have to be remarketed in some cases, but there's also fear of cannibalization or some kind of calendar pileup, because I think it's in late June, for instance, there are three major movies coming out one after another. And traditionally, Hollywood likes to give those kinds of releases a little bit more breathing room. And that's harder to do because there's so many titles waiting to be released.
Yeah, we're looking at Fast and Furious 9, Top Gun Maverick, Black Widow. I think you mentioned they're all going to be released over 3 weeks starting in late June. So they need this pent-up demand to really break through at that time so that at least each movie can kind of recoup some of the money that, you know, that they've been sitting on, really, that they need to make back up. So it's just an interesting look that Godzilla versus Kong was that movie to kind of show that hopefully we can come back. But, you know, we'll see how it all comes through. Eric Schwartzel, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.